never let it be said that we shirk our duties when finding new things to talk about here. We have braved rainstorms, attended glamorous launches, ruined our livers, all in the course of our duty to impart knowledge. So, when we heard that there was a new craft beer brewery opening up and that it was going to be the only craft brewery in the area, we had to visit. So we sent my producer, Johnny Mindlin, to Hawaii to find out... Hawaii? No one told me it was Hawaii. How comes he gets to go and not me? I mean, seriously, who's the presenter around here? Doesn't that make me the star? Anyone's going to Hawaii, it should be me.
I'd like to be, yes, I'd like to be on a blanket on a beach in Waikiki, under the shade of that old howl tree. The roll of waves are rocking lullaby. Under the shade of that old howl tree, the roll of waves are rocking lullaby.
Hawaii, they call it paradise. There is sun, there is surf, there are palm trees and blue skies. There is beach volleyball. The Pacific is Pacific, and everybody smiles. In terms of drinks, you might well expect a fruity cocktail in lysergic colors with a silly umbrella and a slice of pineapple. What you don't expect is a very serious IPA, a bitter that would grace the bar of any UK pub, elegant Kolsch, and a frankly blissful stout. But they are here. There's a brewing revolution happening in Hawaii. Following a few years behind the rest of the United States, the Hawaiians are starting to make craft beers of international quality. And don't be fooled. These are not fizzy lagers served so cold your cheeks hurt. These are proper, living, top-fermented ales. There are several islands in the Hawaiian archipelago, and each has their own brewery. The Kona Brewery on the Big Island of Hawaii has dominated the scene for a while. Oddly, Oahu, the most populous island, where you'll find Honolulu, Waikiki, and Pearl Harbor, has not had a brewery at all. Until now. Jeff Seiderman, who doesn't make cider, by the way, has just opened the Honolulu Beer Works, serving a range of terrific ales on tap. I sat with him in his large, well-appointed bar to ask him, why now?
I think, well, Hawaii's always been a locally based island. I mean, from supporting local companies, we're trying to go back to where you source everything from your neighborhood. You know, you get your food from your neighborhood, you get your beer from your neighborhood. And Hawaii gets behind local places, so I think the opportunity's right to kind of bring people back to going, knowing where your ingredients from, what you're eating, where it's coming from, what you're drinking, where it's coming from, and knowing the people that supply that for you. For some reason, Maui has that, the Big Island has that, even Kauai has two brew pubs. Oahu seems to be, I guess, there's nothing here right now, and all the people are here. So for some reason, it's backwards. It doesn't make sense. So I think we're trying to change people's perception of that. The kids coming up these days, they're more educated. There's more choices than just the big mass market name beers. So they're growing up with saying, hey, there's another choice out there, and if I can go find local, I will. So. And we're just trying to do our part.
We'll come on to sourcing local ingredients for what you do, which obviously you can't really, but we'll come on to that a little bit later. So were you first like a home brewer, or have you come straight into this from cooking?
No, my wife bought me a homebrew kit for Christmas 1 year. I've always been into beers, drinking them. And she, you know, I brewed probably about 8 to 10 batches when I basically said to myself, this is right up the alley of the culinary field of what I like to do. I went and volunteered at a couple breweries, found a brewery that would take me on. And the more I brewed, the more I learned, the more my interest got piqued. And I knew this is something that I can get my hands dirty on doing and I would enjoy doing. So I kind of jump right into it. I mean, I can brew as much as I can brew at home, but I think I kind of just said, okay, if I'm going to do this, I want to kind of do it all the way. So.
Great. Now, in terms of the, I mean, here's a brew pub. You've got tables and chairs and actually pretty big bar, to be honest, and a huge chalkboard behind the taps listing your beers. Tell me about the beers, about how you choose which ones to make, which ones you're going to run with.
When we come up with the beers, there's beers that I like to drink. Obviously, we have 12 taps, so at some point there'll be four or five core styles that people kind of gravitate towards, but the other taps are open for us for experimentation.
So what styles of beer will be your core beers here?
We don't know, but I think our stout IPA, because of the weather, some lighter styles like the Kolsch. Our honey citrus saison has been getting rave reviews because it lends to this weather very well. Women seem to like it as well, which doesn't hurt. So
it's always good to have women in a bar, yeah.
But you know, beers like we did our barley wine, so our second running, that's not going to be around all the time. Our rye, I love it. It might stay, but again, it's whatever we come up with, and we want the public's feedback. Going, hey, what do you want to see us brew? Because we'll brew it for you.
And how is, so the styles that you have here are obviously craft beer styles. There are, as you said, you're now effectively the only craft brewery on Oahu, certainly. How are they playing with the Budweiser, Miller Lite, Coors drinkers?
As far as the craft beer
goes?
I think, again, there's some people who are set in their ways that will never change. We play with everybody. I don't condone anybody who drinks other stuff. It's personal preference. Yeah. I mean, that's beer's beer. But, you know, we obviously want people to say, hey, there's more than just the macro brewed stuff. So that's what we're here for.
In terms of being Hawaiian, though, of course, you're not going to be growing hops here on Hawaii. I wouldn't imagine that much barley, and you'll probably be importing your yeasts, and there goes the cooling system again. How are you presenting that to the drinking public?
Well, everything has to be imported, but everything that we can do in-house is in-house. You know, we brew it here. We come up with the recipes here. If we can put local ingredients in, like we did with our honey citrus saison, we'll do it. The whole point is the beer is made here and it's the freshest here. We put it in kegs and it's right on the other side of the wall. And we're pouring it out of these taps and make it. So.
And personally, I can say that the beers that you've allowed me to taste so far have been, I think the term I used was blissful. The stout in particular, which was an absolute surprise to me, is spectacular. Is it one that people are just, as an aside, is it one people are sort of trying out of curiosity, or is stout a standard drink here in Hawaii?
No, I don't think it's standard. I think, you know, when the main guy's Guinness, they do very well in the Irish pubs and stuff like that. But when we brewed it, it's something I like to drink. When we brewed it the first time, we basically said, we're not changing it. We kind of hit it right on the head, right off the bat. So, it's something that once people have it, they say, give me another. And it's good to see it. We appreciate the compliments from you as well. But it's, along with everything else, it's, okay, let's see how people react to it. And so far, so good.
So give me the precise address for those people who are listening in and coming in on a cruise ship into Pearl Harbor and the area. How do they exactly find you?
Well, it's 328 Cook Street, right off Al Moana Boulevard. If you can look us up on Facebook, or you can look us up on the web at honolulubeerworks.com. And it's very simple. We're right off one of the main thoroughfares that goes from the airport down to Waikiki. So,
well, Jeff Seideman, who doesn't make cider, thank you very much.
No problem. Pleasure being here.
Now, Jeff is not by any means the only ale brewer on Hawaii. There is a thriving and indeed growing homebrew community supplied by...
Mike Smith, I'm the owner of Homebrew in Paradise, Oahu's homebrew supply store. Hawaii's best.
He's seen changes in the way people are homebrewing in Hawaii.
In the years that I've taken over the store, the people that come in, they start with extract kits, and before long they migrate to all grain. And right now, I'd have to say, after almost 6 years, that all grain is becoming more prominent. People are going towards that. Every time I order grain, I always have to order 10 more bags, and you know, I mean, it just keeps growing and growing, and it's actually forced me to, you know, I have to start looking for a bigger place because I need the space. More brewers that I see are more interested in changing things up, trying something new. I've always liked bringing in new stuff. As a home brewer, the biggest complaint I got about my brewing was that I never made the same thing twice, because I always, like, if that was good, like, okay, let's play it, let's make it something, oh, it'll be better with this. So that whole creativity thing, and I've seen that growth. It's good. I like that.
How easy is it for you here to be able to produce the same beer over and over again?
It takes some work. It takes some work, but it is very doable. I've got a lot of brewers that can do that. The consistency, you know, as far as the mechanics of brewing, fermentation, temperature control. So the people that are really, really into it, they make sure that they have all the equipment to it that does that. So the consistency, I think the consistency grows with experience. The newer brewers, still making a good beer, a very drinkable beer, and it's like I tell them, it's going to get better. And you're going to learn, and they all do. They all find they start understanding all the different things. So, you know, we continually try to educate, encourage people to read articles and do the things. And the Homebrew Club, you know, is stepping up for education. And the people, the interaction at the store, the spontaneous interaction, people talk about the different things. I've just seen a growth in that. Before, it was a handful. When I took over in 2008, now it's like, it's insane now, you know, it's insane.
So, we'll call you the midwife, perhaps, of the brewing community.
Right, I suppose so, yeah. It's like, okay, this is all I got. You either brew with this or you don't brew.
As with any community, one will rise above the others and lead them to a brighter, better world. For Oahu's homebrew community, that one is Cindy Goldstein.
I am the beer diva. I run the Hops Homebrew Club here on Oahu. And I'm not really the president because nobody ever elected me. So I'm the keeper of the Homebrew Club email list. And we have monthly events that I organize, send out emails. And it's a very casual kind of get together. But my business card will suggest to you that I am the beer diva.
It's a sort of beneficial dictatorship.
Oh, yes. We all get together, have a good time. And until somebody decides they don't really like going to a meeting and drinking good beer and eating good food, I figure we'll just keep on keeping on. So there has been an active group of homebrewers for decades, and I've been doing this for about 20 years now with the Hops Homebrew Club and brewing here in Hawaii. I think with all the wonderful craft brews that are out there now, it gives homebrewers an opportunity to try different beers and say, hey, I'd like to try to make that. And I think one thing we see a lot more of now is the availability of recipes that are called clone recipes. So let's say you taste a beer that you really like and you say, gee, I'd like to make that. Well, I think it's a lot easier now with the internet and people posting things and sharing online, and with all these wonderful craft brews we have now with all kinds of interesting ingredients, you can try to make one of those beers that you like that you've tasted commercially.
Is there a style to the brewers?
I'd say generally the people that I find that are interested in brewing come from backgrounds that might be a little similar in the sense of what they do for work. So I actually am Dr. Cindy Goldstein, and I have a PhD involved with plant biochemistry and all that good stuff, and do sterile technique as part of work that I've done in the past. So you'll find a number of science geek types that, you know, come from the world of biology and life sciences. I find that there are a lot of people that are computer IT kind of people. And I find generally people in brewing, and this is a generalization, come from somewhat technical backgrounds where they like the idea of looking at graphs and charts, and they record what they do and write it down and keep actually a brewing book. And you'll find that it tends to be, I think, oftentimes people that are more technically oriented, but that's a generalization, and you can find all kinds of people, including men in kilts and women in skirts and bearded gentlemen. I think that's more in other parts of the country. We don't have too many bearded gentlemen around the table.
It does seem the craft beer brewing fraternity has, there's something of a revolution going on, maybe not worldwide, but certainly within the, in America, I think centered in America, and the UK, South Africa, and New Zealand. Which brings me on to the question of the globalization and the fact there's no way you're going to grow hops here in Hawaii. So where do they mostly come from?
So hops come from climates and geographies where you have a cold period, which can trigger the hops to come out of dormancy, and you need the appropriate day length. So what we don't have in Hawaii is the appropriate day length to trigger the hop cones to form. And when you talk about, you know, more globalization or broader internationally, there's a lot of really good hop varieties coming out of New Zealand now, where 10 years ago you'd be hard-pressed to find a New Zealand hop. And now there are plant breeders developing these lines. The climate is suitable. And what do you think is the biggest thing that's happened with brewing in the U.S. With styles in the last 5 years?
Okay, I thought I was going to be asking the questions. I would say the growth of stouts and porters as a style.
That people trying to venture to the dark side and trying some of the darker beers. One thing we've seen is a real explosion of hoppy beers. So now we're seeing commercial brews and home brewers doing single hop beers. So there's a lot of interest in hops, their taste profiles, their bittering, and that's spurring then more hop varieties being grown and more hop breeding. So I think it's really really fun and really fascinating that there's all this new opportunity of trying all these different kinds of hops from around the world.
Okay, now there will be listeners who are on their way to Hawaii for a holiday. And we know now that there is a substantial craft beer availability on Oahu, around Waikiki and Honolulu. If they want to come and meet home brewers and find you guys and talk beer.
Well, Hops is Home Brewers on Pacific Shores. We have a Facebook page, so you can find us on Facebook. Somebody could send an email that I could make available to you. I would encourage people to show up at the Real Gastro Pub on Oahu, Beer Works on Oahu. So if somebody's coming to Hawaii on holiday, you know, do some looking online to see what brew pubs are there. And you can find out through some of the brew stores or the pubs.
So much for the producers. What about the drinkers? Well, here on Hawaii, there are precious few beer bellies to be discerned, fewer beards, and not a single pewter tankard. Craft beer in Hawaii is trendy. It's for the young, the elegant, and to be frank, the well-heeled. A pint costs from about £5 to, well, near 12. So the drinkers down at Real, the gastro pub in Kaka'ako, take their beer quite seriously.
My name is Tara, and we're at Real Gastro Pub in Honolulu, Hawaii. This bar, because of the vast variety of beers that they have on tap, I do not like IPAs. I like the Hefeweizens. Right now I'm drinking a banana bread beer, which I haven't seen at any other place. I know it's random, but it's an interesting taste.
No, I come here to this particular place because they have a really interesting selection that always changes. And I really, really love sour beer, which this is like one of the only places you can find a sour beer, a really great sour beer. I also like Gosa style beer, which is like a saltier kind of one. And I love those too. So, and I haven't really been able to find those anywhere else. So,
you know, there's different beers on draft all the time. There's a huge menu, and I just like trying new beers. A lot of times I ask the bartender what they recommend that day, and I just go with that direction.
My name is Ryan. I've been drinking craft beers for maybe about 5 or 6 years.
Why?
I think the taste and the quality is a lot better than the larger companies. I'm willing to pay extra to get a better quality beer that you can't get anywhere else. So I'm fine with it. It's good. It's worth it.
Hi, I'm Dave, and we're here at Real Gastro Pub out on the Lanai, and I'm here for the beer. It is. It's a trendy thing. It's kind of new and getting away from the Budweiser and the traditional Miller Lite scene. So
I think it's trendy, but it's also like people get really sick of just drinking the same old piss in a bottle. They just want to drink something that has character. And the more people learn about it, the more interesting it becomes. Like, I didn't really know anything about beer. I would drink a Miller Lite or whatever. And when I started learning about hops, like, I really love Cascade hops, but I don't like Warrior hops. I don't like, there's a couple other ones that are really bitter to me that I don't really like. And once you find out, like, what they mean and what they do to your palate, it's so much more interesting. I feel like that's, like, the trendy part. People learn about it. It's, like, the cool thing to be hip. You're like, oh, like, I like Cascade hops. I'm going to drink an American Pale Ale. Like, that's the cool thing. They want to learn about it, which is good, because then more people go to places like my parents' brewery. And they make money. They invest in my family business.
And name the brewery again?
It's Woodcock Brothers Brewing Company in Wilson, New York.
Certainly the drinkers here in Real Gastropub in Kakaako feel that the beer is what attracts them to this bar. I get a sense that the craft brewing movement here in Oahu is not just a fad. It's not a trend. I think it's here to stay. And once the bars get their pricing and marketing right, it'll be the beer that you come to Hawaii for. And the beach, and the surfing, and the sun, and the palm trees, and the Pacific, and the beach volleyball. Time to go back to the beach. So, from Hawaii, with a half pint of marvelous stout in front of me, a game of beach volleyball going on in front of me, and the blue Pacific shining beyond the palm trees, it's Aloha. Aloha.
Oh, I'd like to be out on Duke's Lanai, watching all the beach folk passing by, sipping on a nice cool Mai Tai, the roll of waves are rocking a lullaby. Sipping on a nice cool Mai Tai, the roll of waves are rocking a lullaby. Oh, I'd like to be, yes, I'd like to be, floating on the warm, shallow sea. Limbs like a starfish, listening to the roll of waves, a rocking lullaby. Limbs like a starfish, listening to the roll of waves, a rocking lullaby. Sky, golden sand sighing, the roll of waves a rocking lullaby. Golden sand sighing, the roll of waves a rocking lullaby. The roll of waves a rocking lullaby.